irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill. I'm so happy to have you here with us today and to actually talk about this very interesting topic of publishing. I know many of us over this time in quarantine may have expressed ourselves creatively in one form or another, and perhaps that was through writing. So today we'll be discussing that topic with our guest. But before I introduce you to our guest, Tim McConaughey, I'd like to take a moment and thank our sponsors, the people over at Markham Search LLC. Markham Search offers premier professional recruiting services throughout the United States, including temporary services, contingency placement, and executive search. So please do keep them in mind for all of your recruitment needs. As a multifaceted publishing visionary, Tim McConaughey specializes in the publishing of ebooks through his company, Izzard Inc. Publishing. And when he says multifaceted, he means it. Tim directs 8 teams covering every facet of publishing, ranging from finance, distribution, marketing, website development, art, public relations, cover and interior design, audiobook production, editing, and copyright. A solid leader, McConaughey has an outstanding record of growing market share by continuously energizing and positively influencing team members to deliver solutions that not only improve productivity, but deliver bottom line results. Through his background in corporate training, business management, and business development, Tim acquired extensive experience in client service. And as someone who is never satisfied with doing things the way that they have always been done, he came up with the idea of creating Izzard Inc. Publishing after reading an article about ebooks in the Wall Street Journal. Izzard Inc. Publishing has now grown from that initial idea to a business that has sold over 300,000 books and has a client list that has sold over 45 million books, all accomplished by delivering exceptionalized, personalized client service and working with the best people in publishing. Through McConaughey's promotion and marketing of their books, Izzard's authors have been featured on Fox News, C-SPAN's Book TV, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and other publications throughout the country. McConaughey has a Bachelor of Arts in International Business from Westminster College in Salt Lake City and currently lives in Salt Lake City, Utah with his wife, Wendy, and their 2 children. When he does get the chance to get away, he loves to restore cars and motorcycles. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's such a pleasure to have you with us, Tim.
Thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so I love this idea. I think it's such an important topic. As soon as your publicist sent it, I thought this would be valuable for all of our viewers and listeners. Because how many of us feel like we have a book within us? It might be a short book, a long book, a book of poetry. Tell us a little bit about first your journey of becoming the CEO of your company and creating this publishing company. And then I'd love to deep dive with you into how some of our listeners and viewers out there might be able to publish a book themselves.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I think it just all began reading an article, looking at what could be done. The marketplace was changing. Things were going digital. So I just said, let's just give it a try. And we did. And I got to tell you, it wasn't all great. We came up with the phrase that success is mastering failure. If we want to be successful, it's how we dealt with failure, because there were so many obstacles early on. I made just about every mistake in the book. I started by doing it myself, going, okay, I can get this done. I can do it. I had that normal self-publishing mentality of, yeah, self means just me, right? and it really doesn't. I had this aha moment. We were coming back from Honolulu, and I go, what if this airline thought that they were a self-publisher? We had had the same person being the pilot, same person taking the ticket, putting the bags, the FAA. I go, it just doesn't make sense. So that's where we started to really put together finding the best people in publishing. We found that there was a really big gap in publishing for folks who wanted to own 100% of the rights and have 100% of the say in what happens and goes on to hit their goals. When you get into traditional publishing, sometimes they'll say, well, the editor says it needs to go this way and we need to hit this market. And sometimes that gets lost where we really just say, here's the process. Let's act, you know, let's get your goals and let's move forward. So I think that's kind of it in a nutshell.
I think that's the important thing for everybody to learn is you just got to try. You know, you're going to fail, whether it's at writing a book or whatever it might be. And it's now easier than it ever has been to publish a book. I know I did self-publishing for my first book, Stop Hoping, Start Hunting, A Job Seeker's Guide to Finding Their Dream Job. And it was a miracle because at the time I wanted to get the book out quickly and didn't have time to shop it around. And so there's timeliness for a lot of the books I have a feeling that people have created during this quarantine time. What is your advice to somebody as far as a timeline? How long does it take to get a book published if you're self-publishing?
If you're self-publishing, you can realistically look at 6 months to a year. It does take a while, and that's a lot to generate your own thoughts, but you'll want to work with the right editor in order to refine things. There's a lot that an editor can bring to the table, and finding that right editor is key. There's a couple different types of edits. And we have a developmental edit, line edit, copy edit, just your general proofread. And a lot of folks don't know where those come into play. We get a lot of clients coming in saying, well, I had my neighbor who graduated with an English degree kind of read things over, and they said it was great, worked out wonderful. But when everything gets put together, yeah, everything's there, but your plot has holes, we're missing fact-checking, the structure just doesn't work. So we need to really understand the type of edit and give yourself the latitude to learn. Understand that this is going to be a process and find the best people in order to make that happen. Because it's not only writing a book, but it's personal development and it's becoming a better communicator is how we approach it.
I would have never thought of it that way, because I think when I wrote my first book, I had to go out and find my own editor. So that's incredible to know that your organization provides not just one editor, not just the copy editor, but somebody who's editing, because that can be somebody I love to read myself. I try to read at least 3 or 4 books a month. It can be very off-putting if you have something you're into and then things don't line up or there are gaps in the storyline, or even if it's a self-help book. If you feel like there are inconsistencies or things are being misrepresented, it completely takes you out of the book and then you don't trust the author.
You really do. And a lot of folks, what we also try and do, and this is whether you work with Izzard Inc. or try and do this on your own, take baby steps with somebody. You've got to make sure that they're going to work well. Just like you're hiring somebody for a job, you've got to recruit the editor. Just like you're doing that, give them a sample edit or her. Say, here's a sample edit. See where you're at. Don't give too much information about the project, but know your vision, know your goals. And if they come back and they're able to help you with that, then yeah, it might be worth moving forward. Sometimes it can be thousands of dollars for an editor to come in. And that's something most people just can't miss. You've got to get it right. So that's why we say take baby steps and do it correctly.
So what are your thoughts? Because I know a lot of people are fans of Amazon publishing. What are the pros and cons of doing something Amazon, like one of their, I think it's called KDP Publishing, versus somebody like you?
Yeah, well, we will make our books available on Amazon and all those big sites. We can help clients get it there. Amazon, realistically, is still going to sell about 60 to 70% of the books on the marketplace. But what folks don't understand is you want them everywhere. You want your books everywhere, and you don't want to miss out on that 30%, because there are still bookstores like Barnes & Noble and other mom-and-pop stores that are out there that can still sell a book. So you don't want to limit it, but put it together with that in mind. I like Amazon. They do a great job. We're able to format our books, so they're great on Kindle. They have a great reader's experience. But just know, if you're going onto Amazon, you're one of over 30 million books. You've got to know your market. You've got to know your competition. You almost have to use Amazon ads or some way to show up in the searches. And a lot of the self-published authors don't understand that the marketing comes at the start of the book, where we're talking title, we're talking subtitle, and how are we going to put our keywords in the description? How are we going to position things? And so one example, we're working with a children's book on the Tooth Fairy. And that's one thing that we're going to go after is Tooth Fairy. And we've done our top five, top 10 searches, and we know exactly where that book's going to fit. And we've done our research. We know the dollar amounts there, and we think that the author has a really good chance of making a return on investment, which was somewhat important in the goal. But also it was to get his story out there. He's a retired pediatric dentist. This has just turned into a fun project. We got him a wonderful illustrator. He's working with somebody who did Muppets and Disney books, and it's just really turned in not only to just publish a book, but it's some of an experience to learn exactly how this is and to be there with the same people who have done the top books in the industry.
Yeah, and so what would some of your advice be, Tim? Let's say somebody is out there, maybe they did start working on a book during quarantine, or they're thinking about starting one. What would be some of the steps that you would recommend that somebody takes on their way to connecting with someone like you?
Yeah, content is always king. But one, you know, you want to get it right. You want to know that, hey, this is good. You want to feel comfortable about it. You got to feel good, like it's there. But we see too many authors come to us and like, Tim, I'm on the 29th revision of this book, and I'm burned out. And so don't do that. Get a professional in to help with the edit. If you do one or two rounds, great. Let's get them in there, because we can help with a lot of the headache. We can help with the direction. We know the industry. You know that editor has done stuff for St. Martin's Press or Penguin Random House. They can help you with that same thing. So don't stress over not knowing what you don't know.
I have two funny tips for people, and I can't believe I'm about to admit this on air. But so I think it was 2013 when I published my first book. And in 2012 or 2011, when I started writing it, I was in Mazatlan, Mexico, and they had a 2-for-1 margarita special. And I don't drink particularly a lot to begin with, so I'm already a lightweight. And I remember I was there by myself. My family was joining me later. And I was sitting there working on the book with the two margaritas, and I'll be damned, the grammar was awful. It was just like abysmal. But the story and the ideas were just flowing out, man. So sometimes if you're feeling really stressed, do the editing afterwards. Or for example, I'm kind of kidding, not kidding. You can just let loose and let it out, whatever it takes. Take a bath, go write, do something that makes you feel happy and grounded. Or I used to love to write when I was on vacation or if I was up in the mountains. Although one of my favorite tips for people is to write a blog. It is so easy. Write one article a day if you're planning to do something self-help oriented, and literally just do that one article a day. And by the time I was done with my first blog, I had over 200 articles, and then I hired an editor to help me edit the book into format, which was so much easier than writing a book from start to finish a la carte.
Yes. No, those are really good tips. And going back to where you're saying, you got to have your voice. This is not something that you can just put out there and do. Sometimes we get clients going, well, AI is out there. Can't that just write my book for me? No, we have an editing assessment process where we go through and we run it through AI, and we try and tell you, hey, yeah, this is good. We also back it up with two editors. This is not something that you can just put through a machine. 70% of what makes a book successful, we can quantify. 30% is just out there, you know, it's catching the right trend, maybe the right editor, but it's your voice and it's who you are that is going to sell the book. So make sure you get that out and put it on paper, just like you're saying.
Yeah, another fun tip that I learned from my vocal coach, Arthur Samuel Joseph, he's written a couple of best-selling books with publishers. And he said, Jen, I hate to write, but he loves vocal work. Working with the voice is his passion. And so he said, and I tried this for the most recent book I've been working on, is dictating the book. You can actually just use your iPhone and dictate, or your computer if you have a computer, and dictate the book and convert it or have it transcribed either via an app or even just using dictation on your iPhone. And it works surprisingly well. I mean, there's so many workarounds to how to get around writing.
Yes, that is a wonderful tip. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, just voice it. Get out there. Just do it. And don't be shy. We see a lot of people that they're a little timid about jumping in. And we all know that it's your heart that's on the line here. And it's really bad when maybe that first bad review comes out. But that's why it's important to work with a great editor. You know exactly where it's going to come, where it usually will fit in the marketplace. We know the pros, we know the cons. And if you're not quite tough enough yet to handle it, just hold back a little bit. Wait till you're there. We've dealt with a couple of folks and on the subject of abuse and how things have, from an abusive childhood and how they've evolved into something really great and how they've overcome it. But those kind of topics are very sensitive, and you have to be in a good place in order to put that out there. And so just make sure as you're moving forward that you understand that.
And how important would you say is the cover? How important is cover art in today's digital world? You know, it used to be that people would have to spend hours and thousands of dollars on colors and what color is going to capture people's attention. Does that still matter in the digital world now?
Absolutely. I don't know if we're ever going to not judge a book by its cover. We do it because we see the details, we see where it's there. But a cover has to do a couple of things. At a glance, you have to realize what genre the book's in. You have to evoke emotion. You have to go, yeah, that's connecting with me. And that's really, really hard to do. You have just general graphic designers that will come up and just kind of take some stock art and throw a picture and some font on there and send it back. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. We usually have probably about 2 to 3 weeks worth of research that just goes into the cover alone, just to make sure it hits there. And the cover is the cornerstone to your marketing campaign. You're going to go to book buyers. You're going to go out there and they're going to be like, yeah, either we're going to read it or we're not, because there's 30 million of them on Amazon. So it has to really look good. And what we're noticing now is it can't only look good 6x9 or 5x8 or whatever size you're doing it. It's got to look good small. How does the thumbnail look? Is it cluttered? Is it not? So those are all the things that you need to take into consideration as you're coming up with your cover.
Yeah, I look back at my cover and I actually need to redecorate it. I cringe, the Stop Hoping, Start Hunting cover. I had this brilliant idea when I first came up with it of like holding a stop sign, but also the way I was holding the stop sign. I recently did on another show I host called Conversations for Consciousness on Awake TV Network. I had one of the top palm and face readers in the world, Eliyahu Gion, join me. And he said the funniest thing. And so this is advice in case any of your authors are ever doing a cover art with themselves on it. He said, if you're hiding your thumb, you're actually hiding yourself. So your thumb from the body is the representation of you. And the first thing I did after we finished our interview is I went and looked at my stop sign I was holding. And of course, I was like covering up both thumbs, not just one thumb, both thumbs. So I was clearly like hiding something during that point of my life. You know, I was not confident in myself. And you just laugh though. All these little things that you don't even realize are having subliminal messages to the audience when you do all this.
Yeah. And that's something a cover designer can kind of come in and do. And even folks who've been doing it for 30 years and have done top-notch covers, they still come back with ideas. We brainstorm and go, hey, this is going to look really good. And then a lot of times it just doesn't work. So you got to be willing to scrap the idea too, even if it's not quite there.
So are there any other do's or do nots that you would have for our viewers or listeners as far as what to do or not to do when it comes to publishing?
Yeah, be informed, do your research, you trust but verify. There are a lot of good self-publishing companies out there, but there are a lot of bad self-publishing companies out there. Don't be afraid to ask, hey, can I talk to another client and say, how have things gone with that person? Can I, you know, realistically dive in and see how their experience was? That's probably an important thing. Do your research on reviews. There's stuff out there. The Alliance of Independent Authors has a watchdog list out there of people who are good, people who aren't. Just pay attention to quality. You're going to waste a lot of money if you're not worried about quality or any kind of process that they have. If you're just handing somebody a manuscript saying, send it overseas, let them just typeset, do the cover, send it back, you might as well just be throwing your money away. Just very, very rarely find those successful. So do your research, invest in a quality product. Just know it takes a lot. One thing that gets really overlooked is the interior of a book and how that layout goes. I mean, we get so detailed that if three lines start or end with the same letter, we will go through and adjust it because your eye automatically goes there. If it's a bad design or a bad font, you're squinting, you could have the best content, but people aren't going to read it. It's like a fuzzy TV, you know, or stuff like that. So it just becomes difficult. So pay attention to the details and ask the questions as you're working with the publisher. Just ask. Don't say, well, I'm looking for quality. How is it? No, go tell me about your quality and what your process is. And how do we know that we're finding the right cover designer for me? Is there a way I can talk to somebody who's been here before, kind of see if it's right or not? And then don't jump in unless you're 100% comfortable, because it can last for months.
Yeah, you're so right. I'm happy you brought that up, Tim, because I remember I was actually shocked when I went through with the first book. I did hire a self-publishing company much like yours, and they went through the process with me of the interior of the book, and you really don't realize how much goes into the layout and how user-friendly or not user-friendly the book is, whether it's an old-fashioned paper or paperback book or even on the Kindle. It really can mess with your eyes if it's not aligned properly, and then it gets irksome and you don't want to finish the book.
Yeah, it does. And I did something, this is way, way back, you know, almost a decade ago when we started. I designed a book and then I sent it over to one of these designers who had a decade of experience at Penguin Random House. And I just said, hey, a client sent this over and wanted to know what you thought about it. And she just ripped it apart. And I said, okay, now I know that this is not my calling in life. I'm going to hire you to do it. And it worked out really well. They just know the process. We spend 5 to 15 minutes just going through every page, making sure it works. We come up with design specs or like a blueprint, and we sit there and make sure that every single page has that same spec and same design. And it gets really kind of boring and tedious, but that's the kind of detail that you need to pay attention to.
Exactly. Well, if you don't mind, I would love to dive into the final question that I'm sure is on all of our listeners and our viewers' minds, which is cost. Can you give us any sort of ballpark without like maybe a 100-page book versus a 300-page book versus a 500-page book? I'm not sure if it's different pricing-wise or about the same.
Yeah, to do it right with us, you're looking probably to get a great editor. You're looking maybe 200 pages, 50,000 words. You could be in there anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. And pricing something a little bit difficult. You know, we get that question a lot, but it's, you know, consider if you're going out and buying a car, you have your base model tin can all the way up to your high-end sports car that can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Yeah, both are all cars, both get you there, but which one do you want? And so we put in a lot of that into where we're at of pricing. We make sure the details are covered. And there are a lot of cheaper options out there, but we've just really found that it just doesn't help unless that's all you want to do is publish, get it out there, let it go, sell 5 copies and be done with it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's very valuable for people just to even have a sense of ballpark what it might cost. And I think it's important for all of us to know that, you know, it's worth it to put the time and money and energy into it because it is a reflection of you. And what a lot of people don't think about that I loved when I think I was really, really young when I got the book out and I was doing shows like Fox, NBC, ABC, long before I had my own radio show. And when you have a book, people want to have you on television, even if you're not the smartest guy or gal in the room, even if you don't have a multi-million or billion-dollar business. When you have a book and it's a viable book that looks good, you can actually have it open doors in business, open doors in the media. you know, if somebody reaches out to me even for this show and it's somebody who has a book versus somebody who doesn't, I'm probably going to be a little bit more likely, granted I've had both types of people on the show, to have somebody with a book because there's so much content to cover. So I do want to encourage everybody, you know, whether you choose to do the quick online Kindle publishing or use Tim's company, there are so many different varieties of ways to get out there and follow your passion. We all are an expert in some area. So whether it's a self-help book or a story about a dream you once had, I mean, look at Harry Potter. I know that's kind of not the norm, but it's such a beautiful fairy tale story, right?
It is. That really is. And it is, it does build your credibility. It builds who you are. And as a lot of our authors who have built businesses or even gone to sell a couple hundred thousand cookbooks is one of the projects we just worked on recently. That's exactly it. It's your credibility. You learn from the editors, maybe holes in a business plan. You learn going on what works and what doesn't. And it can save you years in the long run, especially if you're building a business or your own brand, your own credibility. So wonderful point.
Thank you so much, Tim. Well, Tim McConaughey has been here with us today. And Tim, if people want to find out about perhaps utilizing your services to publish their book, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, izzardink.com, IZZARDINK.com. Izzard actually means Z back in the 1700s, so it's kind of Z Ink Publishing. We also have a book, 10 Secrets to a Bestseller, an Author's Guide to Self-Publishing, which will give you a great start, whether you're going to do it yourself or not. It kind of goes through a lot of our failures. I even detail that document back from the designer saying everything I did wrong. We do some screenshots, and we're just open to what works and what doesn't.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Tim. It's been such a pleasure having you here today. And I know I learned a lot. You know, there are so many things that I wish I had met you, Tim, before 2013 when I published, because you just look back and you cringe. But like you said, sometimes, guys, you just got to fail. You got to go out there. You got to trip and fall flat on your face and go, whoops, I need to have more Tims in my life, or more whoever the expert is, right?
Yeah, baby steps. You'll get there. And that's what we love, is we learn and we understand and we grow. And that's what it's all about.
Well, thank you so much, Tim. It's been a pleasure having you on. And thank you to all of our listeners who are tuning in now or in the future. As a reminder, we are now offering on Facebook, on the Facebook page for LA Talk Radio. You can also find the video that accompanies these episodes that are on latalkradio.com, or that you can also find on iTunes by going to Get Yourself the Job. So if you're an audio and a visual person, please do check us out on LA Talk Radio's Facebook Live page. And thank you. You know, leave us comments. We also have a Get Yourself the Job page on Facebook. Feel free to rate us on iTunes. That helps us to understand if the content we're giving you is what you're looking for. And we're so grateful that you joined us today. So wishing everybody a safe, happy, and wonderful rest of your week.
You're listening to Get Yourself the Job with Jennifer Hill, only on LA Talk Radio.